This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Real Assessment Insanity. That's right, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Oh, come on, really? You know, you really got to be involved, you really got to be engaged, you really have to have a clue of what's going on around you. You do not spew the party line. Come on. No more. No more of this stuff. It's crazy. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And once you're informed, come on, seriously, once you're informed, you can get all kinds of things done. And I'm not trying to be mean or nasty or pick on anybody. Anyway, we'll move on because I've got Sony Schmidt coming on with us and here in a couple of minutes. And I always appreciate her time with me. I ran out of time, but really, really want to finish this. So I'm going to jump on it again. Hopefully Sonya's listening. We can discuss it with her. But Democrat Representative Lucy McBath says that America was founded on racism. Says there are demographics of people in the country that are afraid of the browning of America. You know, they throw this stuff out there. Just like remember when Joey B said that they're going to put you all back in chains. It would be nice if he whispered that one. So Lucy McBath, she's a Democrat out of Georgia. She wanted every official at every level of government to step up the efforts to addressing systemic racism or inequality. Right? She said that virtually every event that she went to, that racism was part of and in every fiber of the United States. Notice they never prove it. They never give you specific examples of how it's been around since day one, which is it's a line of crock. You know, and I'll tell you something else. Somebody said the other day, and they're right, I'm not behind Juneteenth. Not unless they want to tell the whole truth, number one, and number two, it is a lie. It is not the day the slaves were freed or that they won their freedom. Right? I mean, seriously, come on, think about it. So they have lost the history of the KKK. They have lost the history of Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. They have lost the fact that it was the Republicans, it was conservatives that gave them back the vote or gave them the right to vote. It gave them their freedom. And actually, in all honesty, the Republicans didn't give the black community their freedom. God gave everybody their freedom. We simply fought for their right to exercise that freedom. We shouldn't have had to. And yes, when I say we did, I'm talking Republicans. I'm talking conservatives. I'm talking about God-fearing people for the most part. I'm tired of hearing about how racist we are when hundreds of thousands of whites, and you know, I had an encounter with a young lady a white young lady who felt that way. And I said to her, I said, instead of listening to CNN and MSNBC and ABCDEFG, go out and find some non-whacked, because all you're doing is listening to whacked left-wing black folks. Find some non-whacked right-wing conservative. I refuse to call them African-Americans. You know, Americans that happen to be black. And listen to what they have to say about it. Listen to whether they think that you should have reparations, whether they think that they're being oppressed in 2021. Right? I mean, seriously. No reference. They have no clue of what the KKK was all about. They have no clue what Jim Crow laws were. All they know is that they were bad. Remember, I don't know what it was, 5 or 6 years ago, I remember doing a piece on, what the heck was it? Doing a piece on, Hitler. That was it. And they had an interviewer at some of the colleges out and about. And they were asking college kids, it's not high school kids, not junior high schools, college kids, who was Hitler and what did he do? I'm not exaggerating numbers when I tell you 98.5% of them didn't know. They knew that he was considered a bad man, but had no clue as to why. Right? I mean, in today's environment, he could have been a bad man because he was perceived as being a Republican. Right? You see where I'm going? I mean, they have forgotten. I did this. I mean, I'm sorry to repeat this, but I mean, seriously, when you have these sports figures, when you have these commentators, when you have these, for lack of a better term, when you have these morons who say, oh my God, I've never, this white supremacy has never been at the level we've seen it, racism has never been, you know, they try to blame all this on Trump. Never been. Right? Because in the 60s, black entertainers could not be in the same hotel, could not stay in the same hotel. There was a special area outside of Vegas for black entertainers. And I'm talking Sammy Davis Jr., right? Sidney Poitier, the Supremes, and so forth. Couldn't stay there. But it's worse now. You know, I mean, I guess they get the B rooms. I don't know, in the same hotel they're performing. Nobody's told me, so I don't know. Right? I guess it's worse now than when we really had slavery. It's worse now because I can't tell you how many restaurants I've walked into that had colored entrance on one side, white entrance on the other. I mean, I can't even count how many there were. Why? Because there aren't any. That's how bad it is. All right, Sonia, you got to calm me down, lady. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A couple of nitwits.
I'm enjoying the music. Give me a second. You know, if I knew how to keep rhythm, I would do that little soulful strut thing to the chair, but that's not going to work for me. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, some of you are laughing because that wouldn't look good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Oh, God, now I'm thinking to myself, watch that belly bounce up and down. I was like, here's a strut. Not cool. Well, Joe Messina, your host, is on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And just talking with her during the break has calmed me down. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always love when she's on the air with me. She brings an air of sanity to the situation and helps me kick off the... What are you looking at me like that for?
Because while you're getting calmed down, I get riled up by all your topics. So, you know, that's not fair.
Well, I'm just trying to get to the level I was at, kind of balance each other out there.
But, I see.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, again, when I hear these celebrities coming out, I hear others coming out and talking about they've never seen such a level of racism or hate or white supremacy. I've come to the conclusion this all has to do with Donald Trump. They have to make it look like he's left this country in such a racist format that we're never going to be able to come back for it. And I did something the other night. I got some pretty nasty emails over it, and I said, look, you talk about how bad it is today. Is it as bad as it was when we had the Tulsa Massacre? Is it as bad as it was when we had the KKK, which pretty went unchecked? Jim Crow laws were well accepted, right? And I don't know if you heard me, but and I'm sure you've read a lot about this, but you know, black entertainers like Sammy Davis Jr. and others were not allowed to stay in the hotel they were performing in, for God's sakes.
That's right.
You know, I can go on and on with this stuff. I mean, is it because I'm white? Am I missing something here?
I think you're getting riled up again, so I'm going to have to call.
Dude, Joey B on me. Just whisper.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, listen, all of those things you're talking about were implemented by the Democrat Party. So for them to have the nerve, as my mother would say, the nerve to say they've never seen it worse, that's because they're, I guess it's called projection, where you don't even see what you do. You look at the other guy and you blame them. And that's exactly where they are, because I bet none of them have bothered to ask anybody black if they're experiencing worse racism than ever before since the 50s or 60s. So, you know, nobody bothers to ask us. They change our names. Like you said, you refuse to say African-American. I refuse to be called or use the term African-American. And I know people just don't know what to say or what to do anymore. It's just the left has caused us such stress and turmoil, but it's all by design. We were just talking about this. They want to separate us. They want us to hate each other, you know?
Well, good luck. They're going to fail. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say that. I've been reading a lot of stories lately about the woke church, the woke Christian church, and it's like, you and I were talking during the break, and I said, I don't want to, we were talking about interracial marriage and how interracial marriage in the 50s, early 60s, only 6 or 9%, I can't remember the exact number, of Americans agreed with interracial marriage. And I said, why are we calling it interracial marriage? You and I are both Christians. My Bible says we're all of one blood. We're all one race. Mm-hmm. Okay? So it's not an interracial, you want to say a marriage between different colors? How many black families today or white families sit down when their daughter or son is going to marry somebody that's the opposite color and say, now listen, honey, you're going to have some really problems out there. I mean, this is not the conversation they were having in the 60s, is it?
No. And let me tell you something. I'm the queen of interracial marriages. I have had my share. But things were different in those days. But I'll be honest with you, and you know I'm 100 years old, so when I did it the first time, I never had any problems. We traveled and did our thing. And so these things that they were telling us that we're going to experience weren't true in my experience. However, I have an extremely left-wing liberal sister. She also married out of her race and experienced all kinds of racism, whether it's real or perceived. And I honestly believe that what you believe in, what you look for, you get.
You know, it's funny you say that. I'm not to interrupt you on purpose, but you're right. I went to a church that was, you know, for lack of a better term, predominantly black. Mm-hmm. You know, down in South Central L.A. Oh, my God, here's this white family. Go, now we're going to go down to church. We're going to have us a fun time. But we go down there, and I wasn't, you're right, to your point, I wasn't looking for any aggravation. I was looking, and I never got it. Whether I stopped at a local barbecue joint or a local store, never had an issue. And I went down there for 12 years, for God's sakes.
Yep. But the Democrats have to paint the world bad because I honestly think they have a dark heart. And, you know, I've never heard people other than the Democrat left say, I'm a good person, right? You know, they would say that all the time in Hollywood. And I came home and I told my husband at the time, I was like, I never heard people say that before. If you're a good I never heard a good person say I'm a good person or worry about I'm a good person. So I think they know deep down that they've got a dark heart and they mean they have ill will.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that. That is, who walks around saying I'm a good guy, right? I'm okay, right?
Who says that? Who says that?
Wow. I really, you know, see, you woke me or something.
I woke you. I woke you. Well, let me tell you something.
Me.
I've met more black people recently. I went to the doctor today. My doctor's nurse was black. And, you know, she asked me to pull down my mask to take my temperature. And I said, gladly, I don't wear this thing. And she goes, you know what? Good for you. She says, I am so over this. And then she started talking about California. She's a black woman, young black woman. And then she started talking about California. And I told her that I'm planning on exiting this place as well. And we got into a great conversation. Same conversation I had with my grandson's coach, who was a young black man. So I'm just telling you, people are getting awakened.
Okay.
They may not be woke, but they're getting awakened.
All right, let's hit the call real quick before we go to break. William, thanks for calling the show. Appreciate your time. Hello?
Hello?
William. Hello?
Hello?
All right, William, you can call back later because can't seem to get
Please,
you.
Dude, yeah. I want to hear what you have to say.
I really be curious, yeah, that simple. But it's really, like I said, it's really funny how I don't get the redneck responses that some people would perceive I would get being a right-wing Christian conservative. I get people yelling at me for putting these figures out about the black community and about the real numbers as to what's going down out there. They're very uncomfortable with it, and they've actually even accused people like me and you and others about fanning the flames of hate for simply putting the real numbers out there.
Listen, they have all bases covered. No matter what you say or do, the left has a way of spinning that into ugly. It's what they do.
Yep. All right, we're going for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. Pick up the phone on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Okay, Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After being convicted of murdering George Floyd, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison. He was convicted a few months ago. The attorney for the family of George Floyd, Ben Crump, wants Congress to pass the package with police reform. A bipartisan group of lawmakers began working on that 24 hours ago.
This should not be the exception when a black person is killed by brutality by police. It should be the norm.
George Floyd's family spoke, including his daughter and his brother Terrence.
The way we got here is because of our fight and your fight together. Y'all hit the streets. We thankful for y'all. And we just, I'm overwhelmed.
Chauvin still faces federal charges. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Yes, that's right, the website, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on there. But let me bring on one of our besties, one of the, you know, I mean, someday I'm going to talk her into actually hosting her own show for an hour. Don't look at me like that. You would
that's
be fabulous. What was I going to say? You would be fabulous.
Fabulous.
Get thee behind me, Satan, right?
I couldn't talk for 3 hours.
Oh,
I don't think
yeah.
I could.
Yes, you could.
And I could yell at somebody for 3 hours. If I was mad, I could, but I just... I can't.
Just put a picture of somebody you dislike immensely at the end of the microphone. You'd be fine. You'd be going on and on and on.
That's what I could do. And furthermore, I always love that line. And furthermore.
Right. God bless. All right, so let's some of these things are just amazing. You know, I talked to an Asian fellow this morning who I've known for years, and I finally caught up with him. I hadn't seen him in a couple of months. And he says, you know, I listen to your show off and on. I don't catch it all the time. He said, but you really need to talk about the Asian issue. And I said, and I thought he was going to, no, I thought he was the same thing. I thought he was going to go down the road and say there's so much violence against Asians. But he didn't. He said to me, isn't it interesting that when the majority, or he said, actually, I haven't seen one video where a white guy was being on an Asian person. He said, isn't it interesting? We had all those videos of the black guys beating up Asian people, and all of a sudden, the violence is gone. We don't hear about it. We don't see it anymore. And he said, I'm sure there were white folks and Hispanic, and he said, I'm sure, but the majority that got caught or got tagged or whatever were black people. And he said, and then they had to make this whole thing that now all of a sudden there was this mass outbreak of violence against Asians, and he said, there were 2,100 incidents, which is nowhere near what it was like last year or the year before. So he said the same thing. He said, why do they have to try to divide us? Because you had asked earlier
what?
When we were talking earlier about pitting us against each other. They're breaking us into sections.
Right. And they want each section to hate each section. And You know, I don't know what this looks like when they're all done, because I know that they have a master plan, okay. You know, but it's, even if you thought that was a good idea, I don't understand how at some point somebody doesn't stand up and go, this is just wrong. It's evil. It goes against, you know, they're not godly people, so maybe they don't have a core that recognizes that. You know, I try to be sympathetic on my best days, but that's why I know that they have to be fought, because they're going to divide this country.
You worked with these people. I don't know how you did it.
I had 2 mouths to feed.
Yeah, well,
I was a single mom.
But I'm reading stories of some of these truly woke entertainers and commentators that are leaving Hollywood, leaving the Democrat Party, and saying what you've been saying for a long time, which is they hate anybody that has, you know, any kind of religious foundation, any kind of conservative foundation, and yet the same thing. One woman even said it. She said, they're the ones that are always walking around going, I'm good, right? I mean, I'm doing the right thing, right?
I am a good person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's so true. It's a hotbed of hell in Hollywood, and it feeds upon itself. It's like a cauldron. I've never seen anything like that. I just remember one, what was not my last year in Hollywood, but close to it, and it was coming up on Christmas time, and we were all called in the office to be told that we couldn't say Merry Christmas, we couldn't celebrate it in any way, we couldn't, you know, we couldn't acknowledge it one way or another. They could Hanukkah, they could the Jewish holidays, but not Christmas. So, of course, I gave everybody cards. I opened the door to my office. I was blasting Christmas music. I was not a good person.
No. You were the kid where you never said, don't press this button too, right?
Exactly. Nah. Christmas, and then that was the same show that they had a whoopee cushion, and you know the sound that a whoopee cushion makes. And when I walked in the room, the writer's room, there's about 10 other writers there. They all had whoopee cushions with Jesus' face on it. So they were all simultaneously making Jesus make a flatulent sound. And I couldn't believe it. And they said, well, it's their saving grace to them was, well, at least it's not baby Jesus we're sitting on. They thought that was funny.
You know,
that shows you the level of how to go out of your way. They had to buy whoopee cushions.
Right.
You know, they went out
Amazon
of their way.
Days where they ordered them the night before.
Exactly.
Yeah. Find them.
This is going out of your way to be nasty and evil and wicked. You know, just for no reason.
There's no understanding. They have nothing. They have to have nothing, because there's no real understanding of what God means to any really honest religious group, right? So even recently with the some of the Democrats stepping up, the quote-unquote Catholic Democrats coming forward and saying that the Catholic Church, a threat, better not keep us from having communion. Well, let me tell you what, communion is what you take. You know, most Catholics know the process. If you're not a Catholic, you don't understand. You go in, you ask for forgiveness of sin, and you go in the little booth, and you guys all know it. You can say it along with me, but I'm not trying to mock the Catholics. You go in there, the priest absolves you from your sin, then you go up, and you can receive communion. That's how it's supposed to work. So they're upset because the bishops have come down and said, look, if you approve of killing a baby while it's still in the womb, that's a sin. You're an accessory to murder, if you would. You cannot come up here and receive communion. And now they're telling them that basically if they don't change their mindset, they're going to run into a problem. So basically what they're saying is, if you don't have God, if you don't change God's word, if you don't go against what God tells you to do, we're going to get involved. Well, who are you?
That's right. That's right. But to these people, they are God. They don't see that what they're doing is sin, because they've changed the language so much, and I guess changed their hearts to that they're pro-woman. Well, there's virtually nothing that this group does that helps women. I mean, really, you can look at everything that they do, and it's always women come up short or women are damaged. I mean, going back to Hollywood, Harvey Weinstein and Married Mother.
They covered for him.
So it's all a lie. I just, it's like that scene in The Exorcist where the priest says, don't look at it, don't listen to it, don't believe a word it says, you know? And that is where I am with this party. I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt in the beginning, but I've learned from time and experience that they're not wrapped too tight, and they got evil in their back pocket.
They are so sure that they're right, that they're willing to punish you for not listening to them.
Right.
For not doing what they tell you to do. Isn't that scary?
Right. They'll do litigation. I mean, right. But they don't believe, forgive them of their sins. They don't believe they're sinning. They believe that they are doing something positive for women by giving them the choice to kill their children. That's how far off the radar they are in terms of how God created us.
Yep.
They've changed nature. They've changed nature of dating and marriage and genders. And, I mean, how far? Come on, genders?
I always think of the conundrum that they're in every time they sit down to come up with a new law, because if you're genderless, if there shouldn't be any genders, then Title IX has to go away, which was a law that was put into place, right, to give women equal rights when it came to sports and those kind of things in schools.
Right.
Well, if there's no more women, then we don't need to do that law anymore.
You cannot, don't try to wrap your head around.
You're trying to make me explode,
what
right?
They're saying, yes, they don't look at it, don't listen to it, don't believe a word it's saying. It's all to get us riled up, and I honestly believe it's all to get us upset and raise our blood pressure.
You're right.
I honestly believe that it's to make everybody sick, because that's what evil does.
But think, if there's no women, no gender, no women, right, then there's no pay gap, right? I mean,
right, there you go.
Stop complaining.
There you go, stop complaining. Because you know what, that woman who's not getting as high a pay, all she's got to do is be a man. Just walk in there and say she's a man. Boom, solved.
There you go.
Problem solved.
Not a problem. Mm-hmm. This stuff is just amazing to me. When we, one of the interesting stories when we come back, I want to talk about is Prime Minister Justin Trudeau now has lashed out at Pope Francis. He wants him to come to Canada, come to Canadian soil, and he wants them to apologize for all the things they did to the Indigenous children, but specifically forcing the Indigenous children back in 1899 to go to Catholic schools.
Oh my gosh.
We'll talk about that the other side. Gentlemen, senior host, don't go far.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly.
I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me bring her on with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always a bright spot of the week for us. And, you know, that song coming in, Hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, remember Sophia Loren did that in that movie? You could see her just shuffling down the street doing that mambo. And
no, I don't remember that, but I can imagine. She's amazing.
All of them were, you know, so hot for the day, as they say.
Gina Lola
Brigida, Sophia Loren.
Yeah. Right?
You know who I love? Today. Who? Go ahead.
And you're going to, like, go, what? As a guy, you're going to, she was crazy. Her hair was always messed up. She was an older woman. Even when she said she did a lot of stuff with Burt Lancaster.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of her name, but I know who you're talking about.
When I was a little girl, I saw her, and I was like, that's a woman. She was just, like, passionate and big and loud and crying and hanging on to the car of the guy she loved. And I was like, what? Okay, all right, that's going to bother me.
They'll figure it out.
Oh, I love her, and I can't even think of her name. But as beautiful as, you know, Lola Brigida and Sophia Loren, but this woman wasn't a pretty woman, but she was amazing.
Wow. Well, let's. I want to finish up on the on some of the craziness going down in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Just real quick before I move into the next one, which would make you nuts. And
thank you.
Well, hey, we all have to have something to start slamming our head against the table over, I'm sure. Right? So I thought this was kind of interesting. A recent Harvard poll showed that in students between 18 and 29, that 72% of the black students were extremely hopeful for the future of America. Saw hope, saw great things.
Wait, how many?
72%.
Wow.
Of 18 to 29-year-olds in Harvard, that Harvard area.
Wow.
And you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Only 42% of whites on campus saw hope for America's future. What does that tell you has been going on?
That's why we need their help. Honest to God. That's why I said to you earlier, if they bothered asking us, which is the group that I think they're trying to champion, if they just ask us, they would find it. They would go, okay, we need a different cause.
You got something else we can fight about?
Or something else, right. How about leather shoes? How about that sounds something?
Well, Zander Gibbs was always funny. He used to say, you know, so the gay community, we got our rights, we got our this, we got our that, you know, we fought for so long, we're where we want to be. He goes, it's those young, I can't repeat what he said, but he said, you know, it's those young blanks, they just don't know when to stop. They don't want equal rights, now they want more rights, and now they want to add 27 letters to the, and he would go off on them.
But we all
it's not that everything's okay the way it is, but there are always going to be people that are going to hate gays, hate lesbians, hate transgenders, and we're not going to fix that by changing laws.
I don't think their goal is to fix that. I think these are perpetually angry people that want to annoy everyone. They're kids who are mad at their parents and have not been able to resolve that, and they just want to pick on everybody because they don't like themselves. That's why, hence the term, I'm a good person, right?
Yeah.
So they just don't like themselves, so they have to make everybody else miserable, like that petulant, rotten kid that you might be, you know, yep, stuck in your family. The actress's name is Anna Magnani.
All right, see, that's, I don't remember her.
I bet you don't. I don't think guys find, my goodness, she's amazing. But
Anna
anyway.
Anna Magnani. So is that, mm-hmm, that like
she's
an Italian name?
She's Italian. She barely speaks English.
Oh, well, then of course she was wonderful.
That's why I put... She's got bags under her eyes. She's slightly overweight. She's just...
Now, in all defense, in her day, probably, women that were a little puffier were probably much sexier. Because I know...
Find her completely sexy, but she's not Sophia Loren. She's a different type of...
Right.
A woman than Sophia Loren. She's a real earthy, I would say earthy, you know, passionate. I'm telling you, this woman, as a kid, I was like, I want to be her.
Sally's
like
just
her.
Setting somebody up for a blind date. So what she look like while she's really earthy?
Well, earthy. I had a friend who used to say that about, I had a girlfriend I was trying to connect with, you know, and she goes, well, what does she look like? And I go, she's tall.
By the way, the number I gave you earlier was wrong. It was in the 60s, only, now think about something. In the 60s, only 4% of Americans approved of interracial marriage.
Mm.
4%. In the, you know, we were woke in the 60s, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, love everybody kind of thing, painting your face.
Right.
Right?
Oh, well, that was more of the 70s. But because of the dance shows and things like that, I think, you know, and the music was so integrated. You know what the left really can't appreciate about our country and about different facets of our country and people in general is that there's an evolution. It doesn't have to be perfect.
True.
Yeah, it doesn't. Things don't have to be perfect coming out the box. In fact, we learn more when we're very imperfect and very flawed. And we have to perfect ourselves as we go along.
Right. And work through it.
And work through it.
I used to love my old pastor when he would say, he would be up there, and he did 26 weeks, maybe longer, on race, religion, and racism. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And some people go, oh, my God. I sat through it because there was a history of the church. There was a history of the different denominations, who accepted what and how. how they were teaching about the black community inside the churches. And it was quite an enlightening time for us, right? And when he got close to the end, he actually did 6 weeks on Islam, which I thought was quite interesting, too. And
wow.
and how some of the mindset overflowed. But anyway, but I remember a couple of times he went down the road of, he says, you know, you look around here, and he'd say, everybody just, you know, yeah, we're Christians, we're not racist. He goes, we're not racist until my son shows up at your door to take your little white daughter out for dinner. Then you might have a different mindset. Now, not all of you, but I want you to think about that. And then he would use different terminologies, but he'd say, and you black folk, you're not getting away with it either, because you're fine, too, until your son or daughter takes home one of the white people from this parish to your house. Then you've got a different mindset on what who and how they should be dating. So you need to check yourself. Where are you at? Are you truly without that prejudice built in?
Well, you know what? I have a different take on that. And my daughter and I were talking about this. And we just throw that label, racism, at everything.
Right.
But I have to be honest. And my daughter and
lie to me. I feel better. Yeah.
My daughter and I talked about this. As women, okay, so my sister obviously is black, but her male children choose women who are not black. If I had a son, and I don't, I have two daughters, but honestly, if I had a black son and he chose a white girl, it doesn't mean I'm racist. It means that he didn't appreciate me. It's personal.
Interesting.
Which is, Yeah. So I think that sometimes we call stuff racism and it smacks us in the face of, well, wasn't I good enough, or what does this mean about me, or why don't you want a woman like, you know, they say, isn't there an Italian, or maybe it's Irish.
Oh, let me tell you what, lady. I had people in my family, the women would say, don't marry Italian women. They're uncontrolled. This is from the women.
Mm-hmm. But they say, you know, you're supposed to want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. You're supposed to look at your mother as, oh, so if I had a black son and he married a white woman, it would have nothing to do with me being racist. It would have to do with, how dare you insult me? It's personal.
Okay, real quick. I was going to do the prime minister one, but I'll do that later. I want to get your take on this one, too. So apparently, There's a possibility, so I've been told, that if Jesus came back today, he would came back as a transgender. And I don't know if he called Jesus or Jessica, I'm not sure. But there's a play in the UK right now, and usually when it runs in the UK for some time, it'll come this way. And it depicts Jesus as a transgender. Basically, if he comes back today, that's the way he would come. And the name of the play is The Gospel According to Jesus, Queen of Heaven.
Queen of Heaven.
You like that? It's amazing to me. But it really is interesting and I brought this up the other day to somebody. It's really funny how they pound on us with this stuff. Why isn't it Muhammad, Queen of Heaven? Right?
Because they're too scared to do that. They know that they would get in trouble for doing that. They know we ain't going to do anything we give them the freedom of being jerks. Yeah. So, you know, or being blasphemous. And to be honest, keep on and see what happens to you. God gives you over to your retrobate mind.
That's right.
So go for it. Do all this. We don't, you know, it's fine. We love to talk to you and help you see a better way. But if you choose to do this, God allows you to do this.
Yep. Then you can explain to him face to face eventually.
Face to face. Well, maybe not. You might miss him on the way down.
That's right. That's true. You get in the elevator, you're pressing the up button, he's going down.
Going, hey, going, what is this going on?
Quick, get in the elevator, guys. Get Otis in here. Yep. Tell people where to find you, quick.
SonyaSchmidt.org.
Oh, that's too easy. Joe Masina, your host, this is The Real Side. You are stuck with me for the next hour, all by my onesies. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, yeah, all nothing. You just wait.